This is the Fast Vision Podcast, number 19th, November 29th, 2009. I'm John Wheeler, your host. On November 24th, a strange thing happened at the Kaiga nuclear plant in southern India. During a routine check for radiation exposure, about 65 maintenance workers tested positive for higher than normal levels of tritium in their urine. The plant is a CANDU reactor which uses heavy water as a moderator, and heavy water contains tritium. It's normal for workers at CANDU reactors to be monitored for tritium uptake because tritium is like radioactive water and it behaves like water in the human body. Tritium is an isotope of hydrogen with two neutrons and one proton. It's radioactive with a 12-year half-life. When plant officials investigated the source of the worker exposure, they discovered that someone had intentionally contaminated a cooler of drinking water with a vial of water containing tritium. The workers were sent to a local hospital for monitoring and they were later sent home. No one required hospitalization, and the highest exposure that any of the workers received was about 3 rem. That's about 60% of the annual limit in the United States for occupational exposure to radiation. The tritium-containing heavy water is not chemically poisonous. As I said before, it behaves in the human body like regular water. It has a biological half-life in humans of about 10 days, and that can be shortened by doing things like speeding up the fluid exchange process by drinking extra water, administering intravenous fluids, and in severe cases, by dialysis. But that certainly was not the case here. Based on what I've read of the event and the levels of exposure, it's most likely that the workers were sent home and told to drink extra water for the next several days. Tritium decays by firing off a beta particle, essentially a high-energy electron. It leaves behind helium-3. The beta particles are relatively weak and cannot penetrate the dead skin layer on your body. It's of most concern when it's ingested into the body, as it was in this case. And as I said before, the total exposure here was nothing for the workers to be concerned about. There were reports that some of the workers were sickened, but I'm unsure of the accuracy of the reports. It's more likely that people not familiar with the details believe the workers were sickened because they were sent to the hospital for monitoring. If the reports are true, then the illness was not caused by radiation. There simply was not enough of it to cause any health effects. Indian authorities are investigating to determine who poisoned the drinking water and why. There are several theories being considered, one related to anti-nuclear sentiments surrounding India's planned expansion of the commercial nuclear power industry. And there's another theory related to the upcoming 25th anniversary of the Bhopal chemical plant disaster that happened on December 3, 1981. This is certainly an event that will cause the Indian government some concern, not because of the consequences, but because of the security implications. The workers affected are very lucky that the culprit used heavy water and it's not something truly toxic. Power plants have many, many chemicals on hand for a variety of industrial purposes, and some of them, if put into drinking water, could have been lethal. What really caught my eye about this story was the irresponsible and inaccurate way the event was characterized in the press around the world. Almost every major news outlet called it a, quote, radioactive leak that sickened workers. It was not until hours later that a few started to carry scaled-back headlines with more accurate accounts. I really have to wonder if any of these international news services have anyone on their staff with a clue about nuclear energy. If they did, and that person did just a small amount of legwork and fact-checking, they could have easily reached a correct conclusion. There was no leak, and the workers were not sickened by radiation. There are some striking similarities between this story and the maintenance mishap last week at the Three Mile Island plant that caused airborne contamination inside their containment. Neither involved a leak, neither resulted in risk to the public. In both cases, only plant workers were affected, and those effects were essentially so small as to be undetectable. Contrary to all of this, in both cases, news outlets blew the stories way out of proportion. The initial reports were grossly inaccurate. They reported radiation leaks when none existed, and they reported worker health was being affected by radiation, also wrong. What do you think? Are these just coincidences? Thanks for listening to the show. This is John Wheeler from This Week in Nuclear. Have a great nuclear day.